Well, I'm delighted with the renderings. I think that it is, and what I've heard so far from DC residents is that they like the nod to the old RFK Stadium with the movement that you see in the buildings. They like the nod to the monuments in DC, but also with a modern flair and a 365-year option because of the translucent dome.
Anything kind of tickle your fancy at all, Mayor, when it comes to the roof? Because you just mentioned about it, you know, we've got this glass roof on top. We're having this debate here at the station about whether or not it should be retractable or not, Mayor, so that we could have snow at football time, which works really well sometimes. Just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I'm a mayor, so I hate snow. No, but more than that, what we see in so many of the new stadiums is this feeling of being outside while you can have the enjoyment of climate control. And it also just, I think, works with the design concepts, the budget, and not just having sports, but also accommodating music and other entertainment.
You've gotten a lion's share of the credit for putting the deal together to get the stadium project off the ground. Now that you are hitting your final year of time in office and you've had a few months to digest things, how does all this make you feel now that you're seeing something put on paper?
Well, I've been feeling good about it. And when I realized, I've been feeling very good since we got control of the land. I would feel very bad after, you know, three terms in office if we just had asphalt and a crumbling stadium. Instead, what we'll have is shovels in the ground, dirt moving, people hired, and a vision to transform 180 acres on the Anacostia about a quarter of the way through, a little bit more than a quarter of the way through. So I feel very proud.
Mayor, any challenges coming in the near future with trying to make this happen now that we're at this level of the project? Because sometimes these aren't easy, even when you want to start renderings and then, like you said, breaking ground.
Oh, nothing about this construction of something is easy, but really smart people are working on the team. The commanders hired a design firm that produced these renderings that knows the NFL, they know stadium building. They're working with great master planners and engineers on the infrastructure work. I put a dedicated team in place on the DC government side. So everybody is just doing what they know how to do best. And if there are any obstacles, we will get over them.
Do you have a pick for a name for this stadium?
I don't have a pick for a name, but it is a incredible opportunity for the team. And they need to maximize it to make it work. So I know that they'll look for a great corporate partner.
One more thing, Mayor. Anybody you'd like to see? Who would be your favorite performer to be at the stadium?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Now, all the while I was talking about this to the community, I would frequently mention an artist who wouldn't even come to our area because we didn't have the right stadium. And that's Taylor Swift. Ooh. And I think many people would love to welcome her.
Wow. Interesting that's choice.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Mayor Bowser, a pretty good day to be mayor of D.C. today, isn't it?
Yes. It's always a good day to be mayor of your hometown. And I'm proud of D.C. residents for giving me this opportunity. And I'm just really thankful to my team who worked persistently until we could secure 180 acres and turn it into opportunities and revenue for DC.